Tom, good morning. It's Steve DeAssi, Greg Dickerson, and Andy Hart. How you doing today, Tom? Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Nice talking to you.
Nice talking to you. What was it like for you exactly to stand and sit on the sidelines while the offense was out there and you were watching during a regular season game? How difficult was it?
Well, it was nice to see the other guys get an opportunity to play. They've been working hard all season, and you know, we really afforded the opportunity to do that based on the previous 15 games. So obviously our playoff position wasn't going to change, so I thought it was great to see a lot of other guys try to step in and you know, make some plays, and a lot of guys made a lot of good plays, so that was good to see.
Tom, when you have your earpiece in and you hear the play call and you're standing on the sideline and you're watching Jimmy Garoppolo get some of his first extended action, are you like a big brother watching him? Are you critiquing his running ability based on your newfound running ability? What's that like specifically with each play watching him out there?
Well, you're trying to stay into the game because, you know, I still have a responsibility. If anything was to happen to Jimmy, I'd be back in the game. So I was just trying to really stay into the game and kind of watch their defense and try to make the reads and so forth. So that was, that was probably mostly how it was yesterday.
Tom, did you have to lobby Bill Belichick for playing time yesterday with all the inactives on that list? Did you have to go to him and say, I'm playing this amount or I want to play this amount?
No, you know, Steve, I was gonna play the whole game if he'd let me. I love being out there no matter what. So, yeah, a lot of guys didn't play. A lot of guys were dealing with a few nicks, and it was good for those guys to get some rest. So hopefully they're at full speed here in 2 weeks. You know, these things, it all happens pretty quick now. I mean, all the records, those are gone, and the teams that play the best advance. So hopefully we're at our at the best, most healthiest we could possibly be here in 2 weeks, and then we got to go out there and we got to let it rip and try to go out and have a great day of execution and see where we're at. But you know, I'm excited. I'm excited for this time of year. It's a great opportunity for us.
Did it ever enter into your mind to not play in that game when you got a couple of linemen out and you got a couple of your weapons out? I understand you're a player and you play, and that's what you do. But did it ever enter your mind to not play in that football game yesterday?
No, it didn't. No, not at all. I mean, football, look, I love playing football. So the more opportunity I can have to do it, the better it is for me. So I loved being out there. I wish we would have, you know, gone out there and, you know, scored touchdowns every time we had the ball, but we just didn't execute well enough to be able to do that.
Tom, I know you said last night you still have a lot of confidence in this offense, and this offense still has a lot of confidence in itself, but what do you guys need to do to get off to quicker starts? Because, you know, we've seen it be a little sluggish now for the last 3-4 weeks. And we know in the postseason, you know, you dig a hole in the first two quarters, it's probably going to be hard to get out of.
Yeah, you know, we just got to play better. I think it's just everybody executing at a high level. I think it's no real magic ingredient or anything like that. I think it's us players making the plays that it takes to move the ball down the field to score points. So we've done it at times this year. We're going to need to do it, obviously this next game we're going to. And if we don't start fast, then we got to come from behind and finish strong. So whatever it takes to win these games, it's, you know, special teams, defense, offense, it doesn't matter. You just got to advance, and we're going to try to do the best we can to start fast. We're going to try to play our best for 60 minutes, and whatever it takes, whatever mental toughness we need to come through to win the game, that's what we're going to have to do.
Tom, is there anything in particular that you've seen that's been a part of the fits and starts for your opening drives or for you guys have been so good at starting the first half, starting the second half? Is there anything you're seeing that might be in particular difficult right now?
Defensively, offensively, side of the ball?
Offensively, we've seen your team be so efficient, ending the half, coming out of the half, starting the game. You've struggled a little bit at times. Is there anything different going on?
Not really. I think we just got to execute better. I mean, I think it's whatever play is called, we just have to do a better job with it. So we're just, we haven't been as sharp as we need to be. And I think that shows up, you know, when we go out there and we said, if you got to be able to string them together. And, you know, we've just been more inconsistent than we have at times this year, and hopefully we can take the next 2 weeks to really focus on that and get our execution as sharp as possible and go out there and be ready to go and have a great playoff game, play with a lot of enthusiasm and energy and do what it takes to win a playoff game.
Tom, you've been in all different playoff situations. What is the bye week practice like when you don't know exactly who your competition is going to be?
Well, it really gives you a chance to evaluate where we're at and what we've done and what we need to do going forward. So we'll use, you know, the days all wisely, and I'm sure we'll have a plan of attack on the things that we need to do better. And then we'll try to go out there and get a jump on those things. So it's it'll be good for our team, like I said, to get all the guys back and to try to, you know, be at our strongest and all the guys that have been dealing with some little things. Hopefully we can have a great week of practice, and then that leads into another great week next week. And then, you know, once we figure out who we play, we got to, you know, put together the plan and go out and execute it.
Tom, are some of the inconsistencies you talk about over the past few games, any similarities to what you guys went through earlier in the season, or are they two totally different animals?
You know, I'm not sure. I think that's for our coaches, you know, to evaluate and answer. I mean, I think you just have to do – you hear the play that's called, then you got to go out and do your job. So, you know, when everyone does it at a high level, we can be pretty effective. And when we're not doing it, then we're ineffective. And it's the one thing about offensive football is it's 11 guys doing the right thing. You know, you can't have penalties. You can't have turnovers. Those all kill drives. Negative plays, both in the run game and the pass game. So we got to eliminate negative plays, eliminate penalties, you know, eliminate the turnovers, and we'll be pretty good. You know, obviously our defense is playing really well. That gives us a lot of confidence. We got to run it on our terms, stay balanced. It's all the things that you need to do to be a successful team. So this is a very important time of year. We're the number one seed. You know, we've done it really well for a stretch for a long period of time. You know, we won some tough, close games here lately. I know they haven't been, you know, blowouts, but, you know, you still got to win the game. And I think we've done that, and I think we've earned the position that we're in, and now we got to go out and play with a lot of confidence that we can continue to do it. And I'm excited for it.
Tom, veteran players always talk about there's a jump from preseason game action to regular season, and then another jump from regular season to postseason. And obviously, you lose, you go home. That's pretty easy to point to. But in terms of on the field, how is that manifested, that jump into the postseason? How does that show up in actual between-the-lines game action?
Well, it's just the stakes are higher. So, you know, there's a lot of teams. There's however many teams, 20 teams, that their season's over now. So, you know, they don't have anything to do. There's no preparation or anything. There's 12 teams that remain, and then, you know, after this weekend, there's, what, 8 teams that remain. So it's just the stakes are high. If you don't play well, and you never know what play it's going to be in the game, you always look back and you go, well, that play, if we would have made that play. But, you know, as a player, when you're on the field, you don't know which play during the game it is. So that's why every play is important. And you got to make the best decision and the best play every opportunity you can to be able to make those plays. So it's you know, when the stakes are high, you got to be at your best. And I think that's what we have to, you know, be ready to do and be able to go out there and focus and concentrate as best we can for the next 2 weeks, do everything we can to have our bodies physically and mentally right so that we can go out there and play our best.
Tom, do you ever think about pressure or the negative potential results when you're in a big game or a big play? And I ask you that because I think back to, I know Ken Walter said after Adams' kick in Super Bowl 36, when he was getting ready for the hold, he was thinking, if I somehow bungle this hold, I'll be Bill Buckner for all of New England for eternity. Do you ever let that seep into your mind, or is that something you've been able to sort of push out of your head over your career?
Well, I think you got to try to be positive, and you know, I'm more the positive motivation than necessarily negative motivation, because, you know, you don't want to ever predict failure, you know, as an athlete, and, you know, you just wait for negative things to happen, and everyone says, I told you so. So I think you got to surround yourself with, you know, positive thoughts and positive motivation to be able to go out and play your best. And we've done a great job of that this year. We have a lot of great football players on our team. you know, we've had a better record than anybody else in the AFC. You know, we've earned this spot. Now we got to go play like it. So none of what's happened in the past is going to matter going forward. You know, good, bad, or indifferent. The only thing that matters is what we're able to accomplish here this week, and then obviously next week going forward, and ultimately how we play. So we got to have a positive attitude about everything that we're doing. We should play with a lot of confidence. We have a good team, and we're going to go out there and try to prove it.
Tom, are all the guys new to the organization on the same page in terms of the playoffs, the Browners, Revis, LaFell, all these guys, and some of the young guys? And do you have any responsibility to, show them the way or to discuss the how the Patriots approach the playoffs?
Yeah, well, that's, a lot of guys have been there. And I think at this point in the year, everyone who's been part of the program, the off-season conditioning, the training camp, the regular season, they know what it takes. So, Coach Belichick does a great job preparing us and getting us ready to go. He's not it's not like, okay, guys, now it's the playoffs, let's do something totally different. It's, this is why. How did we get here? Why did we get here? What did we do to make our season successful to get us to this point? And then how are we going to maximize that? And that's how are we going to be at our most efficient, our most effective. What plays we run, who knows, but it'll be a game plan based on what we see our opponents doing. There's two opponents in the postseason that we haven't played, so I'm sure we'll try to prepare for everybody. And that's that's the fun part about this year is it's you play one team that, some you haven't played, some you have played. The matchups are different. It's just, this is what we play for. This is what you work hard for. This is what it all comes down to. As an athlete, you can't put yourself in a better situation than this. So now you just got to go out and take advantage of it.
Tom, usually coming out of a game, one of the questions we ask Coach Belichick is, any update on player X who may have been injured during the game. But it was actually Bill himself who created a little bit of a, hubbub last night by missing his post-game press conference and spending some time with the trainers. So I'll give you a chance to not answer an injury-related question. Any reason for us to be worried about Bill Belichick's health coming out of this game?
I have no idea. No, I haven't heard anything. So that was the first time. This is the first I've heard of it. So I haven't. Unless I hear differently, I think everything's okay. So I wouldn't know anyway.
That's not a bad answer.
That was well done.
Well, no, but if you had said the injury report comes out on Wednesday, right, that would have been perfect. Then you really would have nailed it.
Day to day,
that's good too. Final question, Tom. This is our QB question of the week. On the piece of paper that was given to me, Tom, it just says Harbaugh on it. There's no question. It just says Harbaugh. So I'm going to make up the QB question of the week in regards to Harbaugh. Would you like to see Jim Harbaugh? What would you think of Jim Harbaugh being the head coach of your alma mater at Michigan?
Well, I think obviously the program in Michigan as a former player has not been in the best of places for one reason or another. So it's if he does go there, he brings a lot of credibility and winning, and he's been a great coach in college and the pros. So it's great, to have a great coach like that lead a program is awesome. I mean, you see it in college football with the teams that are still playing right now, those ones that are in the playoffs, they got some great coaches. So if, if Michigan could get that type of coach, it would be incredible, especially with him knowing the history of the school and the tradition playing there. And, just to have him back as part of the school would be phenomenal.
Now, he's reportedly going to get $8+ million a year, become the highest paid coach in college football. Are you willing to up your annual donation a little bit to get the deal done?
There's a lot of wealthy people at Michigan that would be really willing to help.
So is that a no, or is that I haven't answered the phone when University of Michigan comes up on my caller ID?
Or is that a check with Giselle?
we'll see when they do call. I'm sure it won't be too long.
That's 10 years from now when the kids have to get into college. That's when that's when you start donating.
Oh, no, that's when he's going to Boston. That's when the kids are going to Boston College. They'll be playing there. Hey, Tom, thanks so much. We appreciate the time. Boys, we'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys. Look forward to it. Thank you.